everyone, and welcome to another podcast of learning about the human body. Today, your host will be me, Mariana Castillo. We are going to be talking about how the brain changes during the hike of Ciudad Perdida. Ciudad Perdida is located at the Sierra Nevada de Santa Marta. It has high temperatures and the altitude changes throughout the hike.
When we are in Bogota, our brain is receiving a certain amount of oxygen. Then, when we get to Santa Marta, our brain receives more oxygen since we are at a lower altitude. The brain also has to work harder to adapt to the weather. In this case, the hypothalamus has to work harder in order to control the body temperature. In Ciudad Perdida, our body temperature changes a lot. It increases a lot during exercise, so the hypothalamus has to work more. The temperature is lower, for example, when we go to the lake, so the hypothalamus also has to work in this case. The hypothalamus is also in charge of hunger and thirst. During physical exercise, a lot of times we are thirsty or hungry, so the hypothalamus has to work more to maintain homeostasis. The cerebellum is also triggered during the hike. The cerebellum is in charge of coordinating. During the hike, we can find a lot of certain things during the trail. For example, a very big trunk or a big rock. The cerebellum is very important here because we need to be able to coordinate and pass the trunk without falling. It is very important during the walk because we need to coordinate so we don't fall and we are able to pass everything we find during the trail. Extremely hot weathers may deregulate the dopamine and serotonin level. These neuromediators are important for the feeling of happiness. So if this hormone is triggered, the feeling of happiness may be affected. The high temperatures during the hike may affect the levels of this hormone. The prefrontal cortex can reduce activity during the hike, so it is able to work much less than what it did before when we were in Bogota in school. The oxygen the brain receives is also affected by the amount of exercise. Since we are in constant exercise, the heart is pumping blood faster, so there is a higher blood flow throughout the body. The brain can receive more oxygen from this blood. And the brain is also getting more stimuli during the hike, so it has to work harder to maintain homeostasis. As Abigail Wise said in her article, being outside increases the brain function. First of all, being outside may increase concentration skills. As a study showed, kids who are outside in weekends versus kids who were inside reported less attention and hyperactivity disorders. It can also increase creativity even if it's a small walk. It is beneficial. Since the brain is also getting more oxygen, it works better, since the amount of oxygen the brain gets affects its performance. If it gets more oxygen, as it is the case of Ciudad Perdida, the brain is actually capable of performing better than what it did before in Bogota where it got less oxygen. So the hike is actually beneficial for the brain because it is triggering a lot of things that would help its performance. So during the hike of Ciudad Perdida, the brain is working more due to all of the changes and in order to maintain homeostasis. But remember that being outdoors and going to a hike is actually very beneficial for your brain. Always remember to go for a walk. Thank you for listening to another podcast of learning about the human body, and I'll see you in our next podcast.